This is a legitimate a degree of frustration in this country, in a nation that has yet to confront what I believe are persistent civil rights issues, human rights issues. And you mentioned in the criminal justice system, yeah, so now we know that we see there are some states where 1 in 5 black Americans don't have a right to vote because of this mass felony disenfranchisement. But that's just one thing. We have an overall prison system where we see that there's no difference in America between blacks and whites, between minorities and whites in using drugs. In fact, there's no difference in dealing drugs. Some studies show that young whites have more of a chance of being drug dealers. But yet we have an incarceration rate for drugs, for drug use and for drug selling that is disproportionately seen in communities of color. And the result of that has created these awful realities in America, where right now we have more African Americans under criminal supervision than all the slaves in 1850, where we have a nation that has states like mine that has 14-15% African Americans, but the prison population is over 60% black. And so when you know that there's no difference, but if you're an African American, you're almost 4 times more likely to be caught for your use of marijuana than if you were white. When you see a criminal justice system that is not what the Supreme Court has etched in its wall, equal justice under the law, please understand that there's going to be an understandable reaction to that in our country. And the criminal justice system is so overbroad right now that we as a nation are spending $250 billion a year. We're 4% of the globe's population, 4-5%, but we have 1 out of every 4 imprisoned people here in this country. And so, yeah, there's a reason to be upset.